So for those of you who haven't seen me up here ad nauseum every time we have one of these events, my name is Joel. I come from Microsoft. I'm also like a member of the CDSA board, so I work a lot with the community on building the security standards and helping to ideate this stuff in time. So you've probably heard that Microsoft slide decks can be very dense, information rich, and of course there's a lot of them. So I'd like to tell you that this is not that. I'd like to tell you that, but it's not. But in more seriousness, there is a fair amount of information here. So apparently I can't get to it. So, you know, don't feel like you have to capture notes or pictures. Go ahead if you want to take pictures. This will be available for download, don't feel compelled. If you were at Abbott Connect over the last couple of days, then you will have heard a certain amount of this already, because Jeff Rosico, the CEO of Abbott, was talking a lot about cloud, because as they have started moving a lot of their systems and collaboration tools and editing tools, it's more about just it's not just editing. It is really about doing post in the cloud, because it's editorial, it's asset management, it's VFX, it's distribution, you know, all of the different pieces that are coming in, you know, into a post workflow. So we talk about, you know, why should you even think about moving to the cloud? And I think to a certain extent, you know, that decision has really already been made. But because of the scale of the content, and you know, I talk about this every year because I think it just keeps growing. You know, first it's HD, then it's 4K, then it's 8K, and immersive, and 16K. You know, it really is getting away from you as the content community and the ability to scale with it. So, you know, a lot of times the only option is to find some kind of an external source for that kind of infrastructure to support. You know, in addition, we're becoming more of a global community. It's more than just having, you know, a few editors in the city with you or sending an editor to a remote location, you know, to a set location or the like. Now, you have to work with people around the world. You have artists that are in far-flung locations. You have set locations that are way out there where there may or may not be the editors that are going to work on the title. So now you're in a situation where, you know, do you have bandwidth, do you have the machinery on site to be able to handle this? And a lot of times, obviously, the answer is no. So from an IT perspective, you have a lot to deal with. So in the on-premises world, they talked a little bit about this at Connect yesterday. The landscape hasn't really changed that much in many, many years. With the advent of digital linear editing, going digital, and it opened up the scope of capabilities to a broader range of people. But things were always locked up. You had a lock that you could jiggle on the door to show that your stuff was secure. You had a guard, you had security cameras. But even at that, you were still dealing with workstations. You're still dealing with the problems of media having to be physically transported between facilities. Fancy animation. That really brings us into a different mode of being, because as these systems, just by necessity, like I said, that you're dealing with people all over the world, you can't air gap these networks anymore. It's not possible to dial somebody in from Indonesia when your post facility is in LA. Can't do that. So at some point, they're going to have that high bandwidth connection. And what it means is that you now have all of this overhang of IT security coming in on top of your content and creative processes. So as the scale gets out of control, you're having to figure out how do I get these pipes, how do I get the systems together, how do I protect the content now as it's flying all over the world, because gee, as a content holder, I'm being forced into dealing with this new world. So, one thing that we saw at Abbott yesterday is that we're no longer talking about this in the future. It is now. You can now do editing completely native in the cloud, or you can do it hybrid in the cloud. So it's going to give you that scale, it's going to give you that flexibility to collaborate, you know, around your facility, around your partner facilities, around the world, because the tools are there. You can store your assets, you can store tier one pre-release materials that have, the environments have already been assessed. So you have this ability now in the cloud with full production systems, asset managers, and editorial tools to do this in the cloud. So it's no longer a dream. They're announcing the products this week, where it is now all cloud ready. Let's dig a little bit into the details for those of you who like block diagrams. What is it that we're getting out of this story now? So we're able to start working in that fully hybrid mode, if you like. So you've got your on-prem storage base, or it could be that you have a local Nexus storage system, or other kinds of NAS machines in your edit facility, or it could be that you've got mass storage at a remote location and you need to bring it back to your host facility. So it starts to eliminate that need of moving physical media, moving tapes, figuring out how to archive, because now it's just one seamless environment across that entire landscape. So getting a little bit more detailed into the nuts and bolts, then security becomes a native part. And one of the things, and going back to things we were talking about at Avid, you're getting the benefit of security at scale. That instead of you having to hire all the teams, build all the infrastructure, do all these things in order to be TBN compliant, it's there. Avid has done the work, we've done the work in the cloud, we partnered together to build this ecosystem where everything just plugs together and just works, and it's taking advantage of not only the native scalability and security of 54 regions and 100 data centers around the world, but everything that's in there, the security partners and security experts out there that are doing in the cloud, you can take advantage of for $1 a month or $10 or whatever it is that you're spending. But make sure you write this down. Obviously, most of this deck was designed to leave behind so that you can download it off the CDSA site. But what we did is just working with my friends over at ISE, you can see hiding in the back of the room, was go through the controls. So we have announced new security guidance that's available. We can even make it available through the CDSA download. And what this does is identifies the controls and the materials, the best practices, and aligns it to the TPN guidance, which of course is also aligned to CDSA and MPAA, right? And maps it to the specific things that you need to do in the cloud, or in my case, Azure, in order to implement a system that's going to meet the requirements of a TPN live. ISE is always key to point out that you can't just say that cloud is secure. There is work that you have to do, but the guidance and the automation tools exist so that you can confidently deploy in the cloud. That if you follow this guidance, if you follow the templates and the automation tools that are doing, then you can run studio compliant pre-release assets in the cloud. You can collaborate on it around the world, you can do everything that you need. And still run really what's a more secure environment. That was one thing that the Avid CEO said this morning in his keynote, is that there's a lot of fear about moving to the cloud. It's not secure enough, or I don't know how I'm going to connect my network and putting everything at risk. And really, the fear is not of the cloud. The fear is of what you're doing today that is not secure enough. Your ability to secure physical media, your ability to secure location. A whole lot easier in the cloud when you've got other people to do it. So just to wrap things up in a typical CDSA fashion of trying to give you some guidance on how to actually go do it. We just have some high level points about what are you doing when you connect to the internet, what are you doing when you're trying to protect these environments. Of course, it's always about defense and check. There's all of that traditional IT security practice of doing antivirus, running firewalls, configuring Apples, routing, all that kind of stuff. It still applies in the cloud. But, you know, fortunately, through partners like Avid, who are doing that fundamental work for secure assets, now they, even through Media Composer, they allow the ability to flip permissions on and off on a per-user basis. You can actually, you can control from an admin level who can export a certain file format, who can read, who can forward, who can follow this DRM level equivalency on materials that are in active production. So these are the kinds of things that as the platform gets instrumented, you now have that ability to, for your production teams. Configuration guidance. Then I don't know how I'm doing on time, but of course, you know, there is a lot that's native to the platform, from security services, from industry standards. We are the first cloud that did all of the media certifications, whether it's CDSA, FACT, or DPP. Like I said, data privacy, data governance is a big part of what the cloud can provide you without you having to invest so heavily in your own infrastructure. So last, I think what certainly we saw the last couple of days, and what you can see here, is that in the future, the only way to do this, the only way to involve different production groups around the world, to get people to iterate more effectively and work together on content, the only way to do it is going to be in the cloud. And here are the tools, here are the mechanisms that are here now to help you do that. So thank you very much. It's super fast. You'll be able to download it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.